Chicago, Chicago, that's
noon. You're on the air with Our Village. I'm Fred, and of course, my right hand over here is Christine.
Hello there.
And Matt, in the control room, working hard. Look at him sweat. Boy, I tell you, he runs from one end to the other. That guy is unbelievable. And how's your dinner coming, Matt? We got to get off right away on that one.
It's going very good.
Good. We got 838 people.
Oh, you got two more than last time.
Two more, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Very
well,
good.
You know, Matt is so busy on that treadmill to keep the equipment going here that he's losing weight very quickly.
Well, you know, the squirrel went, so we had to put Matt in his place. Keep running, Matt. Keep running.
We have a very interesting program today, as good. Of course we always do. But we have a special guest who will be calling in about quarter past. Greg Bozak, who is the owner of Chicagoland Hobby in Norwood Park in Chicago. That's the very far northwest side of Chicago. And he's going to be talking to us a little bit about some ideas for Father's Day gifts. Father's Day, of course, is coming along real quickly, next couple of weekends, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, it is. We have to remember that. Your birthday's coming up next week.
Yeah, it is.
So Greg,
don't send packages. Send envelopes. So when I take the card out, I shake it. We'll see what, you know, falls on the floor.
All those coins.
Little check maybe or something. Yeah.
Just make sure you put 41 cents on them. I almost put a 2-cent stamp on something the other day and mailed it.
At the rate they're going, they're going to be able to hand deliver each piece to us.
Yes, right.
You know,
yeah, that's
drive up in their
plan,
Cadillac and
I
get
think.
Out. And, you know.
It could be. So. But anyway, Greg Bozak will be calling in shortly, and we'll be talking to him about all the different products that they sell. And specifically, we're going to be talking about radio-controlled airplanes and boats and trucks. And I know you fellas get into that sort of thing. But, you know, the hobby business is for all ages. And
I think it's great. I really don't understand it that well, but, it is great.
We will understand it.
I've seen guys, they argue about a train, and they're talking, and then then you come on and say, wait a minute. They're talking about a model train here. You know, how much output and how it goes and blah, blah, blah. And I guess they're into it. They love it. God love them.
Oh, absolutely. You know? I mean, this is, we'll have to ask Greg more about this, but my goodness, this is just a multi-billion dollar industry around, the country, I'm sure, just in the hobby business. But it'll be interesting to find out a little bit more about that and about how he handles things. And we're going to be talking just about some things that are going on in the area. You've got something interesting coming along.
Yeah, I got a couple of things
engine.
That might be good. We're past Memorial Day, obviously, but we still can't forget every day all the people that have given their lives in the past, that are giving them right today.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to stay positive. We're going to win. But we're in one hell of a war, and people just don't realize it. I just hope that they don't learn it the harder way and have things happening here. You know, we've had a couple of incidents in the last couple of weeks with terrorists. Yeah, they may not come from over there, but they're still getting the idea. There's a lot of nutcases in this country, and they just would love to run around and do crazy things to get their name in the paper or whatever they do for whatever reason. But, we're at war, and we better start deciding that. And stop kidding ourselves. It's a tough one. Anyway, coming on to that is over in...
Edison Park, I believe.
Edison Park is Monument Park. In Monument Park, they have a monument of First World War veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a First World War and Second World War veteran.
Yes, he was.
And... on this monument, they have names of people that they have found that, are from there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows of or is a relative of a World War I veteran should get in touch with either Jack Barry or Jim Delmedico at Alderman Doherty's office. The Alderman is the fellow, I guess, that's, behind it, and he's carried this out to Domenico and Barry in order that they would collect these
Brian
names.
Brian Doherty and also Representative Michael
McAuliffe. Representative McAuliffe, of course. And if you want to, give them a call at 773-792-1991. That's 773-792-1991. And what they want is just people's names or people who will call in that can contact with or connect with First World War veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to redo that whole park. They're going to even have bricks out there
mm-hmm.
so that you
with
can buy names. Yeah, buy bricks.
Uh-huh.
You can buy a bench.
Ah.
Or not buy it, but, you know, contribute.
Right.
And they have names on that, too, and so forth. So it's very interesting.
That'll
I think
be a beautiful
the monument itself, I'm guessing, is probably going to have a brick facade of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the names will be. So
nice.
Anybody that wants to, just call in, and you call the number at 773-792-1991. That's Alderman Doherty's office. You can ask either for Jack Barry or Jim the Medical. Leave a message, and they'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's a very worthy cause. And, of course, that if people aren't familiar with that far northwest side of Chicago, do they accept veterans' names from anywhere or just...
Well, I asked them that. They said they're going to put my dad's name down.
Oh, good. So any World War I veteran.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm, very
anyone.
Good. Good to know. So, and that's right by the, actually, they're just redoing the train station there in Edison Park. So
yeah.
It's a beautiful little park just...
right. It'll be very, very nice. So we talk about the military, of course. They're the guys that let it be that anybody can say pretty much what they want to in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also other people that are out there, like the police and firemen. And on June the 16th, they're going to have a fireman swap meet or a fire engine rally, however you want to put it. And they feature antiques and modern fire apparatus. They have demonstrations, firematic swap meet, patch and photo displays. And the activities run from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's on June 16th. A very interesting thing to go to, I think.
Yeah.
And
is this
it's
the first one of it?
Hmm?
Is this the first time they've had this?
No, I think they've had it a few times.
Yeah,
but, yeah. It's going to be held at 558 West DeCoven Street. That's the southeast corner of South Jefferson and West Taylor. So if you can think of South Jefferson and West Taylor, that's at the corner. That's where this will be held. And it's actually at West DeCoven, which is just off of there, I guess.
Yeah, a little side street, maybe.
It's being sponsored by the 511 Club of Chicago, and also, of course, the Fire Buffs of Illinois are involved in
uh-huh.
it. But the 511 Club, I don't know whether you know about that. They have a big fire.
Mm-hmm.
These guys work hard, and those uniform, everything is heavy, and if it's in the snow, it's cold, and, you know, it's really tough work. And this club, the 511 Club, has things like coffee and donuts and things that, you know, would help the firemen to, you know, if they got to stop for a minute, they can have a cup of coffee or, you know, maybe coffee and donut or whatever mm-hmm. before they have to go back into it.
So they bring that out to the site of the
they
fire?
They bring it out, yeah. They show up at the site and...
How nice.
Oh, yeah, they don't go back to the fire hose for it.
No.
Hey, guys, I'll be back in a half an hour. No, they don't do that. But
what
they,
a thoughtful thing. I mean, I wonder
yeah.
who came up with that idea originally.
I don't know who came up with it, who was the originator of it. Jim... What's his last name? Divine?
Oh, DeVita?
DeVita.
John DeVita?
Yeah, he's uh-huh. the fellow that is our contact man, and
mm-hmm.
he's on this radio show, or actually in the station, in the mornings a lot. So if anybody has a question, they could call here. It's at 708-493-1530, and I'm sure John would give them a lot more information.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we're going to be having it in our newspapers coming out on Friday, the Our
yes,
Village and the Village Square.
We have two newspapers. They'll be out Friday. It'll be in there. And it's on June 16th, so...
Yes, and anyone who wants to access our newspapers online, don't forget we have a very active website, OurVillageChicago.com, and our radio programs as well become podcasts, and those are all found on our website, too, so people can read the paper if they're into the Internet rather than hard copy.
That's
and
what Matt's doing right now. He's reading the paper.
Right.
He's looking up all the massage parlors on the sports fitter. And with his luck, he'd go there and probably get a massage.
Here's the place where you know exactly the kind of service you're going to get when you go here. Birch Optical Company at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's in Gladstone Park. Family owned and operated for 69 years now. They're celebrating their 69th anniversary. So three generations of the Birch family have run this business. And Paul Birch now, with his partner Ken Schmalzer, operate Birch on a regular basis. They honor most major insurance plans. They have all of the professional eyewear, of course, and the accessory items. We talked to Paul a couple of weeks ago about sunglasses and tips on, you know, what to do in the hot summer sun if you're doing sporting activities or different colors of lenses. It was very interesting. So do talk to them about that when you stop in or call them. They do eye examinations as well. So really, it's a one-stop shop. If you mention that you heard them on our program, they'll allow you $25 off on a complete set of eyewear. So give them a call today at 773-775-3300. That's 773-775-3300. Birch Optical at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's in Gladstone Park, very far northwest side of Chicago. 69 years, family-owned
and operated. Yeah, he's 69 also. I'm 69, too.
You're 69. Paul's,
and
I don't
think. I have to go there to get my glasses done, because I'm 69. That's why.
You know, so many of the companies we do business with are, of course, independently owned and family-owned companies, and we were talking about that, you know, quite often now, on and off on the program, about how rewarding it is and how reassuring it is to know that there are still so many of these independent companies out there with the influx of corporations and the mega stores. I'm not comfortable with them, and it's nice that people are still supporting our independent merchants and businesses.
Well, after last week, if anybody heard, of course, you know how I feel about big business today because they're not handling it. They just don't handle it. You know, they're huge, and the personnel are trained to say, we don't really care. We have no pride in ourselves, nor do we care about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's the way it is.
Yeah, that is very, very true. In fact, the Chicagoland Hobby Shop that's going to be calling in Greg Bosak is an independent company as well, and we'll talk to him. In fact, I think he's calling in right now.
We have a call.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good, Fred. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Greg, we've been talking about you already here on the program, and your company, of course, has been independently owned and operated since the very beginning, since 1973, when your father started the company.
Yeah, he started the company in downtown Chicago, stayed down there until 1984 when we moved to our current location.
Uh-huh.
And we've been here ever since.
And you're in Norwood Park, right on Northwest Highway.
Yes, we are. We're at 6017 Northwest Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a family-owned business since 1972, 73, I think it was. Basically, we've had a big following of model railroad or just train customers.
Uh-huh.
And recently, we've gotten into the radio control end of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going very well for us.
Yes. In fact, we were talking about Fred was just mentioning before that he personally is not into the train systems, but it's just amazing that this is just a worldwide network of people who are, who follow the tradition of train sets and train memorabilia, I suppose you'd say, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's especially with a lot of the older Lionel stuff that was made from, like, the 1920s to the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of collectors out there purchasing that stuff, and it's a little bit harder to find because a lot of it has been bought up, and you don't see too many really nice pieces come on the market anymore, but it's a huge following back there.
Yeah, and you actually not only sell the product, but you will buy them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. We do buy estates, collections, and we buy more than just trains. We've bought plastic model collections, die-cast car collections. We've done quite a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. And you have a huge store there, and so many, of course, you carry so many various products and accessory items. You're an official Boy and Girl Scout distributor. What does that mean exactly?
Well, we sell basically all the Boy Scout and Girl Scout uniforms, patches, things like that. Anything that would not be considered an earned badge or earned patches, those you have to get through the pack itself.
Mm-hmm.
But any of the other stuff we do stock, we don't have 100% of everything in their catalogs, but what we don't have, we can order and get within 5 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. And I guess Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops are going to go on forever, right? You know, they're something that's dying away.
As long as there's children, there will be scouts.
Yeah, I hope so. And you have the Pinewood Derby track, which the scouts get into usually once a year, right?
Yeah, that's really big for the Boy Scouts. They do Pinewood Derby races. They usually start... some of them start as late as mid-December, and mm-hmm. then they run, the heaviest part of them is through January and February, where you get a lot of the people coming in to do the Pinewood Derby cars.
Mm-hmm. So these are cars that are, like, on a track, on a maybe a table of some sort, eh?
Yeah, it's a track with a groove in it, and the wheels will follow the groove. Mm-hmm. Most tracks are typically around 50 feet long, and the starting line's about a good 5.5 to 6 feet high. It's really interesting to see what people do with a lot of these cars. And, of course, it's something, too, that the dads get involved with heavily with the children. So.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, how are these people judged? Do they judge on time or how long they stay on the track without coming off?
It's basically the first one to the finish line wins.
Oh, okay.
Fastest car.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then the young people build their own cars, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And most of the packs, too, will also do, like, most original paint scheme, most original design. They mm-hmm. do more with them than just which one's the fastest. They like to do a bunch of different categories as far as judging the cars. And it depends on the pack as far as what they want to do with that.
Mm-hmm. That's a business all in itself, or an endeavor all in itself, a
mm-hmm.
pursuit. But, you know, we were saying before you had called in that the world of hobbying is, it crosses all age groups and gender affiliation. So anybody can really enjoy getting into hobbies, and there are so many different choices of things to do. And I know one of the things we wanted to talk about today was the radio control, and you mentioned that earlier when you called in as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you first called in. And the radio control, I always think of as radio control planes, but there are so much more than that, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. The big thing right now that has just been a big boom in the past 2 to 3 years has been electric helicopters.
Hmm.
They've come in a package deal where you can buy the helicopter, radio, battery, charger, everything, and they work. It's a really nice package. There's one that we have specifically that sells real well, which is the Blade CX2 by eFlight. And package sells for about $190, but it's everything you need in the box with an instructional CD DVD
mm-hmm.
on how to fly them. And then there's a lot of backup that the manufacturer gives, too. And the parts, which, you know, when you're flying something, what goes up must come down.
Right.
So things do break, and the parts are very inexpensive when you do crash and break something. So and the parts are available. You can get it back up and running in no time. So
mm-hmm.
it's a very enjoyable part of the RC hobby right now.
Have you ever flown one yourself?
Yes, I have.
So how many controls?
I'm not an expert at it. I have a gentleman here that does do a lot of flying, and he's very good at flying helicopters, but I have got him up there and flown him around a little bit.
So. How is your controls? I mean, how many different controls can you work on that?
Well, basically, with the beginner helicopter, there's four controls or four different things you could do on the sticks. You have basically your throttle. You have your left, right, forward, reverse.
Mm.
And then on the throttle stick, you also have a control that stops the helicopter from spinning around. It stops it from rotating. It's pretty basic as far as controlling them.
Like
it's
flying just, a real one.
Yeah, it's yeah.
I mean, a big
it's,
one.
It's just the thing that people have to do is they have to be willing to put some time in on it to learn how to make the helicopter hover, stay steady, and then once they've mastered that, then you can start flying around and doing more things. Because once you know how to stop it, make it hover, you can pretty much start doing anything you want with them. Because if you start getting in trouble, you know how to stop it and make it hover, and then you start all over again. So.
Right. And, you know, you were mentioning all the different parts that, you know, you can buy pretty inexpensively and can keep, you know, adding them or subtracting them from these planes as they go up or down.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you in the store with the catalog that you work out of, and I don't know how you keep track of all these things, but you certainly do have a full inventory at your disposal for anything that somebody would want.
Yeah, the one thing that we try to do is when we do bring in a product, we try to back it up with all the parts. We do keep an inventory of all the parts for it because, you know, if you're going to sell something, someone's going to break it, and you got to have the parts there to take care of it. So
yeah,
we do keep a good inventory of parts.
Yeah, that's so important. And besides the helicopters, I hadn't known that there were helicopters. That's interesting. You have the airplanes, obviously.
Yeah, there's, and again, airplanes, the electric category has been very, very, very popular. And I think the one reason that the electric category has been more popular is because it's in a much lower price range. Like, we have an electric airplane called the Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Firebird Phantom, and mm-hmm. it sells for $60, and that's for everything. You don't have to buy anything else. It gives you everything that you need in there. Small foam electric airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And then for someone that wants something a little bit bigger, the Aerobird 3, a little bit larger plane. And again, it's a foam, but it's electric. The nice thing about these, the motor is not mounted on the front of the plane. It's mounted on the rear, well, the middle of the fuselage, right behind the main wing. So they use a pusher prop on them. And what that does is if you do crash nose first into the ground, you're not damaging the motor or the prop. There's a rubber cushion, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. a rubber bumper
mm-hmm.
on the front of the plane that absorbs the impact so that you don't do any damage to the plane. And the wings are held on with rubber bands, so if the wings pop off with the rubber bands, you replace the rubber bands and you're back up and flying again.
Huh. Now, do you build these planes or do they come all built?
They are ready to go out
ready
of the box.
To go.
The only thing you have to do is you have to put the main wing on top of the planes.
Hmm.
But these things are ready to go out of the box.
I can go up to Frank's parking lot and do it.
In fact, that's a good question. Where does one fly these? On the way to the station here, we were going down Irving Park Road, and we noticed that there was an RC airplane field in Schiller Park.
Yes, at Cumberland and Irving, there's a flying field over there where all your bigger gas planes are at.
Mm-hmm.
Most, I mean, the helicopter, you could fly it in your house.
Really?
It's small enough that you could fly that, and we really do recommend you starting that way. This way you eliminate the wind factor.
Uh-huh.
You don't want the wind blowing it all over the place and really messing up your ability to fly it.
Yeah.
So we really recommend you start indoors with the helicopter, and once you're comfortable and you're good at hovering the helicopter, then go outside on a very, very calm day
mm-hmm.
and try and fly out there. The airplanes, you could go to, like, a park. Of course, you know, make sure there's nobody standing around there that can get in the way, but a park or a parking lot, something like that, because they are small enough that you can fly them around there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start getting into your bigger airplanes, you definitely need to go to an area where you are designated flying areas, because they're much faster, and they can do a little bit more damage if you crash them in or hit somebody with them. So want to be a little, the safety factor really comes into play more with those.
But it would be an excellent thing to have. It really would. It'd be a lot of fun.
They are definitely.
And if you got a kid, he's going to learn a lot about flying, which is good.
Sure.
And that's
coordination
great.
And.
Oh yeah.
Now what about boats? Do you have any boats with engines in them?
Yeah, we have about three or four different sized boats in a lower price range. There's a couple of small ones that we have. One's called the Zigzag Racer, and one's called the Mini V. Those are boats that you could even use in your swimming pool.
Mm.
They're designed basically for that. They don't have sharp edges on them to rip liners and things like that. So this way, if you want to zip around in your backyard with them, you can use them for that. Then we have a hovercraft, which could be used in a swimming pool also, or it could be used anywhere on the ground. The only place it doesn't work well, I believe, is like on a tile or very rough surface where it doesn't really get enough air underneath it to get it off the ground. But like grass, things like that, it works fine.
Hmm.
And then there's a couple of gas-powered ones we have. One's called the Villain, which actually comes in two variations. It comes in electric and in gas.
Mm-hmm.
The electric, the electric does have about a 15-minute runtime with them. But again, out of the box, ready to run. You don't have to do anything but charge up your batteries and put them in there. The gas one, you have to buy your gas separately for that. But it also has what they call a system called RTS, which is return to shore. It has a backup battery system in it. So if you run out of gas out in the middle of the lake, mm-hmm. you flip a switch, now you're on electric batteries, and you could putt-putt it back to shore so you could refill it with
fuel. That's terrific.
They think of everything. They should do that with real boats.
Yeah, they should.
Well, you know, that's how a lot of these inventions come about, I think, from the model market, and then they go into the
full
size.
They do it with real boats. Yeah. You sail out, you always have an auxiliary engine.
Well, I guess.
You can always boot it in if you have to.
But you don't have anybody on shore pulling you.
What kind of fuel do they use? Just regular gas, or do they use oil?
It's a special mixed fuel. Most of them have anywhere from a 10% to a 30% mix of nitro in it, and that's really what powers the motors. They're two-stroke motors, it's a special fuel with special synthetic lubricants inside for lubricating the motors.
And you would have that?
Just regular gas.
You sell that, do you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Because that's very important. You put the wrong gas or oil into one of those engines, and you're going to ruin the engine.
You're definitely going to ruin the engine.
Yeah, you don't pull up to Citgo and...
well, we can't afford to do that anyway.
Well, that's true. And then, Greg, you've also got trucks. You know, I know boys of all ages through the years have always loved their trucks, and you've got RC trucks, too, radio-controlled trucks.
Yeah, the radio-controlled trucks have been a real big category for us. The vehicles today that they have are just incredible as far as their durability. The speed, some of these trucks can go 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my.
Wow.
They are exceptionally fast. Like I mentioned before, they're very durable. They, like anything else, though, you hit something hard enough in the right way, you will break some parts.
Oh, sure.
Again, they run on the same nitro mix as the gas-powered boats. But they are definitely fast, and they're a lot of fun to drive.
Well, now, you couldn't even run one of those on the Edens or the Kennedy. You'd be over the speed limit.
Over the speed limit.
Better be careful for the police. They might give you a ticket.
Be able to keep up with the motorcycles.
Yeah.
Where would you run one of them? Seriously.
Well, they can go as fast as that, but, you really got to get them wound out to get them going. You can drive them around anywhere, your front yard, backyard, out of park. You can drive them anywhere around the neighborhood. Most of the trucks, I mean, 70 miles an hour is the extreme. Most of them, average speed is about 40 to 50 miles an hour on top speed.
Oh, that's even pretty
fast.
That's
pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still pretty fast.
They're not large enough for something to sit in, right?
So, no. Like unless you buy two of them, put one on each foot and drive yourself around.
Chris is a typical woman, right?
Yep.
70 miles an hour, that's how fast we're going to go. No, maybe not.
Oh, gosh. You know, so many people I know probably would love to get into something like this, but maybe feel a little bit, like they're, oh, gee, I don't know what to do or how to get started. Are there clubs that people can join with these?
More with the airplanes there are. There are some small clubs with cars and stuff, but more airplanes. There's a lot of clubs around.
Are there?
Again, you just go out to one of the flying fields, and you can hook up with some of those people there because it's most likely they're involved in a club. Mm-hmm. And most of the guys are very helpful as far as getting you involved. They'll hook you up with a gentleman that is an instructor,
mm-hmm.
and he will help you learn how to fly a plane or a helicopter. So there's a lot of people out there that are really interested in getting, especially young people today, involved in the hobby. So
so you don't have to be intimidated by that. It's not a competitive thing. Everybody kind of gets into the whole spirit of it.
Exactly. I think a lot of people realize that the hobby, it exists because you get new people in it. If there's no new people getting into it, then there's no reason for manufacturers to make the products.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Well, people can come to your place, right?
Oh, sure.
For anything
we can
they
help
want.
Them out with all that. We can get them hooked up with some people to help them out. There's an organization called the AMA. We can give them information on that they can join. We've got a lot of the resources here to help people out.
Mm-hmm. Your place is very interesting. I always found it to be fun just kind of to walk through and look at all this different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get to relive your childhood here.
Yes, that's right. Relive your childhood. We all love to do that.
That's why I like being a grandfather.
There you go.
See, at Christmas time, they won't call me just an old fool. I'm trying to help my grandkid run the train,
Well, Greg, this time, too, we want to just remind folks that we're going to be running an article about your beautiful store. In fact, we've got a really nice picture in there of just a little bit of your display area. And that'll be coming out on Friday in the Our Village and the Village Square. And then, of course, they can find you online as well. And for Father's Day, now, we were, saying that this is a great time maybe to think about getting something for Dad. Gift certificates might be a good option if you don't necessarily know what Dad wants.
Sure. Yeah, we have gift certificates. We have quite a few things here that you can get into, especially if it's a young child or something like that that wants to do something with his dad and get something that the both of them can play with. There's we got quite a few things for them.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Good. And tell people. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, friend. That's. I'm saying everybody should read our paper this week because it's all in there. And no, they should go. That's an interesting day to take yourself or your kid with you and go over and just nose around and see what's going on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And tell people where you're located again, Greg.
We're at 6017 Northwest Highway, and that's in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We're just east of Harlem Avenue on Northwest Highway.
And that's in Norwood Park, officially, right?
Norwood Park area.
Would you suggest they call ahead or just stop in? Or
They could call ahead to find out store hours. Our phone number here is 773-775-4848.
Mm-hmm.
We're open 6 days a week in the summer, and then in the fall and winter, then we're open 7 days.
Uh-huh.
And what was that phone number again?
773-775-4848.
Okay, and you have a website, too.
I'm sorry?
You have a website?
Yes, we do. Our website is chicagoland-hobby.com.
Okay, so people can see a little bit more online then if they want to peruse that.
And if all else fails, they can get a hold of us and we'll send them over to them.
We sure will.
So, that's for sure.
Greg, thank you very, very, very much. We appreciate your taking the time to call in because we know that you're very, very busy this time of year, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you, and you know, it's very exciting, all this new things that are coming out. And I mean it. People ought to go over and look at these things.
I've been working in the store with my dad for over 30 years, and the product that comes out today, the quality and the price ranges the stuff is in is the best I've ever seen.
Really?
Great.
Yes.
Well, you have a good day, sir.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Greg. That was Greg Bozak, who owns Chicagoland Hobby in Norwood
Park.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Isn't it,
I really think it, because they're coming up with so much more technology.
Uh-huh.
In every field, but when you take the newspaper, not newspaper, when they take the hobbies and that kind of thing, they're coming along quite well, too.
Oh, sure.
So it should be fun.
Yeah, and there's so many, I mean, we were dwelling a little bit on the radio control because it's so hot now in the market, but there's so many different types of hobbies that one can get into, and we never even really, you know, got into to most of those, but we'll do that in the future, talking to Greg, and he'll keep us posted on what the current trends are.
So,
very good.
Very good.
You know, we have been reading the newspaper, one of the dailies that we get. the dailies that carry all of the different things that are going on around the world. And just this last week alone, we had just made a couple of notes because we wanted to just touch on them a bit on the show today. A couple of things that were unbelievable stories that we were reading about.
Oh, yeah.
one of them, this one particularly struck us. In Galesburg, Illinois, 5 students were denied diplomas at their graduation ceremonies because their family members and friends created too much noise with their cheers and applause. And as a result, these 5 students were denied their diplomas and they were barred from attending any after school or after graduation parties. Is that unbelievable?
Yes.
Apparently, the students and the parents of this particular school where this happened, high school, had to sign a contract before the ceremonies, about a month ahead of time, saying that they would act in a very dignified way. Well, you know, what's dignified? Your child is graduating, you want to cheer them on. And a lot of the parents were complaining who were there at the ceremony because of the applause and cheers. They couldn't hear their child's name announced. But a lot of schools have this, you know, they want people to consider everybody and they say hold your applause till the end. But there has been no other school other than this Galesburg High School, I guess it is, that had actually enacted this punishment.
It doesn't make sense. People are getting so touchy, so crazy over such simple, little, stupid things. And, you know, they spend hours on this and days. The big stuff is going right by them. It's rolling right down the river in front of them.
Right.
And they're worried about whether the kid's going to hear, you know, oh, I'm going to cheer, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I think your brain has to be almost at stop when you're the head of a school, you say, no cheering. No cheering. What do they do at a football game? Eh? They sit there and applaud very nicely. That was a great touchdown. Oh, yes, it was.
Rah, rah,
rah, rah.
I was a cheerleader, I know.
Nobody's got a personality anyway. Nobody has to have fun. Everything is a big drag. Whatever you come forward with these days, what's the bad side? Let's play for the bad side,
right.
You know.
And, you know, the thing is, I mean, I can remember way back to when I graduated. It seems to me that everybody applauded, took pictures, so it was,
oh, yeah, it was
the whole ceremony.
Well, it's a big day in a lot of people's lives.
Of course. It's probably the only graduation a lot of these young people will ever...
That's right.
The last graduation, because some don't go on to college, right? So this is it. This is beginning their adult life, and it's a big moment.
You know, it's too bad, because in a lot of areas in this country, we need a lot of help, and one of them is in our school systems. Our schools are just, a lot of them are completely out of control.
Mm.
And we've got to get some principals and headmasters that'll sit down and do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being political. What will mother think? This is the job. Get it done. And I just can't believe going to a graduation and sitting quietly saying, isn't that nice? Oh, that's nice. Don't raise your voice. You know, I can't believe this. But that was one of the things.
Yeah, and that was pretty bizarre.
Do you have any other bizarre case?
Oh, yeah. But first I want to talk about somebody who is a very
not
good
bizarre.
Friend of ours. Not bizarre at all, but certainly a very big help to the community that we all live in. A caring concept to help you be at home. Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley have run a caring concept for years now, and they're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. They provide homemaker companions and certified nurses' aides, private duty aides. So if you need help in your home, with whether it's temporary help or perhaps long-term help, maybe you're recovering from surgery, you just need a little bit of a helpful period getting you through that hump, or if you need some regular assistance with preparing meals or doing light housekeeping, accompanying you away from home, assisting you with your daily living and grooming and, you know, things that will help you just maintain your life at home, they will provide that for you. They have service, of course, that's 24/7 or just as you need it. There's no contract required, and their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. If you give them a call at 773-539-6600, they'll make sure that they provide a caregiver that's matched well to the situation that you're in, personality-wise, and what your needs are. Their website, acaringconcept.com, will give you more information about them. But in the meantime, call A Caring Concept at 773-539-6600 and ask for Dennis Lemke, Laura Hartley. They'll be happy to give you any information about their services. Number one with immediate and personal response to your needs.
Very good.
Very good friend of ours.
Nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice
they are.
People.
And boy, this is becoming more and more important because as people age and are wanting to stay in their homes longer, not wanting to go maybe to a retirement facility, they want to stay in their own homes. It's so essential to have these qualified, trusted people out there that you can have just for that little bit of help that you need.
Yeah. And they're hard to find.
Yeah, that's right.
They really are.
Yeah, so you have to have trust in the agency you're working with. All right, here's another one for you.
Yeah.
Okay. The FDA has warned us, the people, to avoid using toothpaste that's imported from China because they found ingredients in it that can, you know, kill you, I guess, or make you very sick. Maybe make your teeth fall out, but I think it's, you know, a little bit more
right.
deadly than that. But now, how many products is this that we've heard that are coming in from China? Of course, it was the pet food at first. Then it was something else. Just recently, there were a couple of other things that had come through. And now the toothpaste is the most current. What is going on here?
I don't know. My first question is, if they know it's bad, why are they letting it out on the market?
Right, yeah. Well, they name specific brands, but you're right.
Well, then why don't they block those brands and say you can't put those out?
Right, and aren't there brands that we make here in this country anymore? Do we have to import toothpaste?
We might be buying just some from China. Not a lot, but some, you know.
But, you know, we have Colgate and Pepsodent.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many of the standard
They
names.
Sell them in China, probably. So
Crest. Well, maybe they make them in China. I don't know.
Who knows?
That's another thing, too. We just had made a recent move, and we were noticing as we were emptying out our cupboards and our pantry, we were just kind of out of curiosity looking at the different canned goods that we had. And surprisingly enough, there are some that are still made in this country or canned in this country. But you really have to observe
that
if you're looking for maybe, you know, to be reassured that they're not coming from offshore and have a little bit more control.
Right. But, you know, people are people and they're going to buy whatever you put out there. They never read it. Then they get sick and they wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
And the Federal Food Administration should be as tight as it can, but it's got, you know, thousands of different products coming here all the time because we are buying more and more products from outside the country. We don't make them here, or we don't make enough of them, and we go out and we buy all over the place, and we just don't have enough people to cover that, you know. And it seems like whenever it comes to the public, there just aren't enough people to protect them or cover them. They're always short-handed.
Yeah.
That seems to be in every department. I mean, the post office, Chicago has the distinction of being the absolute worst postal service in the country.
They do,
and we've talked to a couple of people, and they say, well, it's because we don't have enough help. Well, maybe that's true. I don't know. But this is what it always comes down to. We're looking at a job. We should fix it. We should get it right. And what do? Let it fall out and then worry about what kind of excuse we're going to use. You know? We got to get off that. We got to get back to saying it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a loser's thoughts all your time. You have to say, I can win. I can win it.
Right.
But I got to do it.
Yeah.
And I got to say, so if I miss, I'll try it again. But I'm in there trying it all the time.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, well, it can't be done. And we'll buy it from China. We'll buy it from here. We'll buy it from there. Or we'll have people come in and, you know, they'll work for half the price and so forth. This is not the answer to these things. You got to get out there and say, we got to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important part.
Yeah, that is true. And, of course, well, I guess what I was thinking of, too, was a couple of the homegrown problems that we've had with the salmonella with the spinach.
Yeah, well.
And then there was, but, you know, those things happen. That's just, but they catch them and they, you know, obviously.
Well, yeah, we have a tendency to overreact on some things and underreact on others.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, we're looking at China as a big, big problem in some ways. Not always good. They're going to be our competitor in the world market. They're going to be selling a lot of products. Yeah, we can sell them a lot of products, but they'll put a stop to it. They'll say, well, yeah, only so much of this, not all of it.
Right.
And they're going to be a big competitor. But most people today, or a lot of people, not most people, but a lot of people are worried about Hilton, whether she's going to be comfortable in prison for 23 days. You know? I mean, we're not making any sense anymore, people. And that's why we're losing. And we got to start smiling and say, hey, we want to win. But let's go after the stuff that's important. Let's, you know, a nice little girl, I'm sure. But whatever. That's not, shouldn't take up our whole night. Something else should take up our night. Like we're listening to or watching things that are going to be important to the people.
Right, yeah.
You know, now I've watched the
debates.
Debate. That's what they call them. Debates, yeah.
Not necessarily a debate.
And I've seen the Republican and a Democrat 2 days in between, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's hard to say. They didn't seem to cut into anything either that was really tough.
Mm.
The Democrats, and I'm not Democrat or Republican, believe me, but the Democrats were always, they could talk about the war, but that seems to be the whole thing. And they talked about other things. One thing that one of those Democrats said that surprised me, that we subsidize the oil companies $7 billion a year. We subsidize them.
Uh-huh.
That's government money taken from taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
And we give it to the oil companies. And I suppose that's so Mobil can keep its $126 billion of profit. Why don't they say, let's do something different and say, why don't you people come back and just be competitive companies rather than controlling America?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice idea.
But and then I listened to the Republicans, and they had all these wonderful things they're going to do. But I thought, well, they've been in 8 years. When do they suppose they should want to start some of these wonderful things? You know, I am so tired of listening to this medical problem because everybody's got a different idea.
Right.
Everybody's going to go to a different. Everything's going to work. Every one of them are perfect, but not anybody has come forward to start anything.
Right.
Maybe. Well, what if we start it and then somebody doesn't like it? Then we're liable to lose votes.
Mm. Maybe we ought to stick to the natural way. Just let nature
take its course. Years ago, you went to a doctor and he kind of took care of you. And now they got all kinds of things going on that really are bad. And,
That's true.
Nobody's moving on it. They all sit there and talk. We're getting to be a country that's too much of that. Mm-hmm. We know what's wrong.
Yeah.
But when are we going to get people in position to say, we know what's wrong, let's get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we have to do to get it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get people in there that know.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody's disgusted with the system.
Are you talking about crazy, stupid things? I read a week ago, and then I looked it up because I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Durbin, here in this state,
mm-hmm.
again, he is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this state.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there proudly in the Senate and said, well, he knew that the war would go badly before it even started.
Ah.
But he didn't want to tell anybody because he was sworn to secrecy. And I said, you know, I've heard this guy before. And he is really, you know, somewhere else. But I couldn't believe what I was really listening to. He said, yeah, well, he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it, and a few other people knew about it. But they wouldn't break the confidence.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's nice to be trustworthy, but...
That's almost sicky.
Well, that's like saying to somebody, you see him standing on a cliff.
Yeah.
And they said, well, I'm mad at you, don't talk to me anymore. And you see him backing up off a cliff.
And let him fall off the cliff.
Well, you know? I kept my promise.
This is unbelievable that this man would say something. If it's true, he should resign.
Hmm.
If it's true, he should resign. If it's not true, he ought to go back to insulting different groups in this country, which he does well in his speeches.
He does that well. You're right.
And I
to be happening in the next couple of weeks here for the rest of June. The Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge, fine German and American cuisine for years and years now, located at 3454 West Addison. That's right on the route to Wrigley Field, so a lot of people know that Addison Street corridor. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary throughout the entire month of June, and they have some excellent prizes that they're giving away. They have, of course, a large selection of German beers on tap. The entertainment will be by the Phoenix Band on June the 15th, Gaudi Max Band on June 29th and 30th, and the Peter Reinert Combo on June 16th and 22nd. So basically, the weekends of June 15th all the way through ending on the 22nd or the 29th and 30th of June, so the last three weekends in June, they're going to have great music, selection of prizes, door prizes, wonderful special menu, all the things they're known so well for, their greatest Wiener Schnitzel in the city of Chicago, always has been that case. So if you stop by the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge anytime during June, parking is available right across the street in the parking lot. Call them, though, and make a reservation if you have groups that you want to bring in, 773-463-1962. That's 773-463-1962. Congratulations to Chef Werner, Anita, his wife, Jeffrey, their son, and all the staff of the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge for their 30 years in business.
And a great place to eat.
It is, and family-owned
nice
and operated.
And nice people.
Yes, yeah. And of course, they're open 6 days a week normally, so before or after Cubs games, great
mm-hmm.
place to go.
Yeah, Cubs.
Closed on Sundays.
The Cubs are down the street.
Right, but do stop in for their 30th anniversary and help them celebrate. They do have a website if you want more information on this, and that's MirabelleRestaurant.com. That's Mirabelle, M-I-R-A-B-E-L-L, restaurant.com. So that's a fun time. We'll have to stop in and help them hoist a brew or have a nice meal.
That could be arranged.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, I know my mom used to use this product. I know a lot of the older women recognize the name of Merle Norman. Very well known. A place for the custom face, as they're known. And now, you know, in these days of all these mega stores and department stores that carry these chain brands of products, Merle Norman is still a wonderful fresh product to use and all natural. So we want to always remember that they're out there. They have offered nicely for us to be able to share beauty tips that they will provide for us for both our newspaper and on the air. And they wanted to start out this month with how to discover just how beautiful you can be. And that is a healthy lifestyle of nutrition and exercise is instrumental in maintaining beautiful skin. So is a personalized skincare regimen, custom designed for your complexion. Merle Norman continues to lead the way in creating outstanding dermatologist and ophthalmologist tested products. Their knowledgeable beauty consultants are here to help you achieve your individual skincare objectives. So that's very important. You know, a lot of times you can't find anyone to help you with these things. This was the first tip of the month. The first step in creating beautiful skin is the way you surface cleanse and then deep cleanse your skin. For surface cleansing, Merle Norman has products from cream to foam to collagen, depending on your skin type. Their beauty consultants are available once again to determine what skin type you are and what cleanser would be best for you. For deep cleansing that delivers dramatic exfoliation while minimizing the appearance of pores, reducing the appearance of fine lines, and improving the overall appearance of your skin, Merle Norman has products from cream to liquid, as well as DermaPeel to masks. When used just a few times per week, will show a remarkable change in your skin. So I want you two fellas to really consider this, and I know I will too. We all want to
make our skin look fine. Matt, are you going to
do that?
And this is Merle Norman has a very convenient location. If you mention that you heard them on this program or see them in our paper, you'll receive a discount only at Merle Norman Cosmetics at 4606 North Harlem, and that's in Harwood Heights. That's 4606 North Harlem in Harwood Heights. Their phone number is 708-867-1718. That's 708-867-1718. Merle Norman, the place for the custom face. You're going to run right out and buy me some of that, right?
Right. Hey, my birthday. You buy me some.
Your birthday is coming up.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm an old, old man.
No, not so. You think it's gardening season?
Yeah, well, it all depends what day you pick. Tomorrow is supposed to be up in the 90s, I guess, or 91 or something.
I think it is, right.
And last night it was very cold, so I don't follow the weather too well.
You know, we have the Erhausen Greenhouses family, Nick and Gerard Erhausen, who are family-owned and operated now for 89 years in Lincolnwood, and they've been on our program a few times already. They're going to be putting something in our newspaper on a regular basis about how to care for your garden. The last time it was about container gardening, so even if you're in condos or a closed space, you can still have a garden. Well, they're going to be also printing something, so people should watch for this, about the heat and how to protect your plants from the heat.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Out here, you do get a pretty big spread of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine if you're into gardening or, you know, farm people,
mm-hmm.
it must be very difficult to keep mm-hmm. this thing all together.
Yeah, absolutely. The Erhausen Greenhouses grow all of their own plants in their Lincolnwood greenhouses. They're open daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and from Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5. So during the week, 8 to 8, Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5. They're located at 6973 Northeast Prairie Road in Lincolnwood. That's one block east of Crawford or Pulaski, and about a block north of Pratt, which is just north of Toohey. So it's very conveniently located for the city and the suburbs. They were 89 years family-owned and operated, as we said, 6973 Northeast Prairie Road. And they have a website, erhausengreenhouses.com, and that's U-R-H-A-U-S-E-N, greenhouses.com. So do check out with them for your gardening needs.
Very good.
And watch our paper for further information from
Very
them.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So
Nelson Funeral Homes, family owned and operated since 1929.
Saw him today.
Yes, we did. Leonard Zielinski.
Yep.
In fact, he's going to be on our program with us in a couple of weeks. We were scheduled to do this a little bit earlier, but we had to postpone it because of a conflict of schedules for some other people. But we're going to have a roundtable discussion, and Leonard Zielinski, who is the manager of Nelson Funeral Homes in Park Ridge, will be joining us. We'll be talking about various subjects. But in the meantime, remember, Nelson Funeral Homes, family-owned and operated since 1929. Two convenient, home-like, comfortable locations, one at 820 Talcott in Park Ridge and one at 5149 North Ashland in Chicago. That's in Andersonville. Call them for pre-need arrangement information at no obligation. They offer traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and pre-planning. Call them at 847-823-5122 or visit them online, nelsonfunerals.com. That's 847-823-5122 or nelsonfunerals.com.
Very good.
Good companies we deal with. All family-owned.
All good companies, mm-hmm. Yep.
Or independently owned.
Yep, yep. Well, big corporations, of course, they get their worries about profits and so forth, and, you know, they don't hire anybody that has any. The upper echelon, I still say, ought to come down.
Mm-hmm.
This AT&T thing just continues on, the saga. Mm-hmm. You know, they were supposed to put a business line in, then they forgot, and then yesterday they call you and tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got it all confused. The only guy I felt bad for was the fellow that comes in. He installs it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Knew his business, got it done. But other than that, I'm sorry. That's a company that needs some training on how to deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
So... But that's the way it is. So, have you got anything else today of great interest or any interest?
Of any interest at all?
Yeah.
One thing I did forget to mention, and this goes along with summer, that Merle Norman Cosmetics that we talked about earlier at 4606 North Harlem is offering a Get Ready for Summer special with a waxing special. So if you mention that too, that's nice. You know, the ladies like that when they put bathing suits on. Then, yeah.
Very good.
Makes you look nicer.
It does.
Of course, it doesn't take away the flab, but I wish it did. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Who's on next week with us? I think we're going to have just a general interesting program about things in the area.
Yeah. Well, you know, things are starting to get going here, and people have got to get into this thing more if they want to get this country turned about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I saw that... the head of the Cook County there, they gave him a non-confidence vote.
Oh, yeah.
But he won.
Stroger.
Yeah, they're all the same down there, you know. We'll say he's no good, but we'll all vote for him
slap
anyway.
Slap on the hand, right?
You know.
Yeah.
And they said something like there was $20 million that nobody can account for, and he's got all of his relatives and friends on the board now. But, hey, people aren't going to complain.
Mm.
A lot of people now have lost a lot of product, or they can't get in to get their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Their drugs and so forth. But they won't complain. They'll just go along, no problem. Until somebody gets hot about it, it's going to be that way.
Yeah,
you know?
Unfortunately true.
In truth, if they dissolve the county board, dissolved it, got it out.
What difference would it make?
Split it up.
It would be an improvement.
Split it up amongst the cities,
mm-hmm.
They'd be a lot better off.
Yeah, probably.
This little guy, like he seems like little King Tut up there, and he says what he wants. And I'll tell you what, they say, yes, sir. You know.
And who put them there?
The people, voters. The same voters now, they can't get anything done through him.
Right.
Put him in there.
Yes.
So.
And, of course, these are the type of very interesting topics we get into on our program every Wednesday.
Well,
our newspapers, which come out twice a month.
Yeah, it's somebody's going to have to step forward.
Uh-huh.
And we got to still stay positive over the thing. We can't be always down on it. We got to say we're going to keep doing it until we get it right. But let's start going after things that have to be done and stop dragging our feet. Everybody wants everything done, but nobody wants to get involved. And, you know, that's not really the old America I remember. People would get up. And they say, let's go get them. I'm not talking illegal. I'm talking absolute legal.
Mm-hmm.
We got a beautiful constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And we should run by that, but then say, all right, that fellow is no good. And if he is a bum, get him out. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. It's just anybody that shouldn't be in there should get out.
Right.
So,
folks,
okay.
Listen to our programs on podcast, our website, OurVillageChicago.com.
Have a good week.
That's OurVillageChicago.com. See you next week. Bye.
Have a good week.
They do things they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago. Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. Chicago, the town of Billy Sunday could not shut down.